As we've discussed, Tisha B'Av is the day in which we mourn for all of Jewish tragedies. Whether it's the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the removal of the Shekhinah, different events and persecutions and pogroms and crusades. And in fact, we have kinos written by Ashkenazic Balei HaKinah or Sephardic kinos commemorating different tragedies that have happened throughout our history. And one of those tragedies, which is connected to the kinah, which we began to discuss yesterday, Zohar Asher Tsar Bifnim, about Titus HaRasha, one of those tragedies is what we call Gzeiras Tach V'Tat. Gzeiras Tach V'Tat was in 1648 and 1649. Bogdan Khmelnytsky, although there's a lot of other history, Bogdan Khmelnytsky with a band of crazies, of robbers, criminals, murderers, they went into a frenzy, a violent frenzy in which they essentially attacked the Jews because they felt that the Jews were responsible for what was happening in Ukraine. All the misappropriation of wealth, with the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, that injustice was at the hands of the Jews, who were the tax collectors, and therefore they target in a horrific fashion the Jewish community. And we have a first-hand documents whether of the Yevein Metzula of Natan of Hanover, who writes about what happened. He writes in first-hand accounts about the horrific murders of the Jews in Gzeiras Tach V'Tat. And even the Shach, Rav Shabtai Meir HaKohen, the great Lithuanian posek and achron and commentator on the Shulchan Aruch, who lives only 41 years, and he lives between 1621 and 1662, and he lives during Tach V'Tat, and he writes how the Jews were taken out on Shabbos, how they died on Kiddush Hashem, and he himself, the Shach, is hurt and injured during Gzeiras Tach V'Tat. And following Gzeiras Tach V'Tat, Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller, Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller was a great Rav in Prague and in Poland, and who lived during this time as well. He died in 1654, and following Tach V'Tat, he was involved in actually a number of agunos. He writes about the agunos and trying to make sure that he could free all the agunos, the women whose husbands were murdered, but they couldn't find them. They didn't know where they were. But following Tach V'Tat, he wants to know, why did this happen? Why did this happen? That's the question that he has. And he asked a shaylas, in a dream, like a shaylas shalom, he asked, why did this happen? Much like the Jews following the book burning in 1242, when they wanted to know, why did the Gemara burn? Why did this happen? And the answer that they got was that the Rambam's books were burnt. So he decides to do the same thing. Why did this happen? And the answer that he gets is that this happened because of David, of talking in shul. They have to remember, this is not some crazy rabbi throwing out some crazy idea. This is in a dream. This is in a real answer that he gets. And in fact, he pens a Misha Beirach. He pens a Misha Beirach that says, those that are Shomer Piv Ulishono, that watch their tongue, the Lola Daber Be'isat Tfilo, and they don't speak, Hashem should give them brachos, and Hashem should help them from Kol Tzara Vitzuka, and give them all good things. And this is what the Tosfos Yontif is talking about. You know, we understand, we appreciate what it means to have a shul. We went through a number of months in which we weren't able to go together and to join together and to say amen and to daven and to sing and to be inspired with being with each other. And after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal were at a crisis. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal were at a crisis. We just lost the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we do? How do we find some other vehicle, some other avenue of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or do we try and take what we had with the Beis HaMikdash and put it in a shul? A shul is called a Mikdash Ma'at. Why is it called a Mikdash Ma'at? Because Chazal made the shul like a Beis HaMikdash. So many things about our shuls, about our minyan, about our davening are based off the Beis HaMikdash. Whether it's the where the bima is, how the aron is, the ner tamid, how davening is constructed, how Rav Schwab talks about the getting to Shmona Esrei was like walking through the Beis HaMikdash to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This was how Chazal decided in crisis management to deal with the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's take that davening and let's put it with a tzibur. Let's put it in a shul. And that's what it means. Tfilas, bit zibur, tfilas hat zibur, as the Rav would say, you know, there's a difference between a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaMikdash is God's house, and we visit God's house. And Beis HaKnesses is our house that God visits. And that's what we should think about when we talk about Churban Beis HaMikdash. This ability, though, that afterwards we still can come together. We should more appreciate what it means to daven a bit zibur, to sit in a shul, to answer in amen, to sing together, to be inspired, not just about not talking. Of course, the Tosfos Yontif is reflecting on the beauty and the magical feeling of davening bit zibur, of davening with a community, of having that power, you know, shout, rush towards Shemayim to daven for something in need. And that's something we should think about. We had a few months in which we weren't able to do it. Now that we've come back, but how do we come back in a way that we keep that tefillah b'tzibur, we keep that power going? We realize the great, unique perspective we get every time we can walk into a minyan and we can answer and we can daven it together.